Well, I came here, it was on my birthday, the year before last, on July the 14th. I came to visit my mother, and then when I was leaving, they had a cop, Lisa pointed
my Lisa, car, the manager.
The manager, she pointed her finger towards my car. So the officer came and started harassing me and this and that. So he pulled my car back here and arrested me. They held me for like 18 hours, and they didn't have nothing on me. Then they sent me to New Orleans jailhouse over there and held me for like 12 more hours. And the judge said, what are you doing here? I had nothing to do here. You know what I'm saying? Then I let that ride, and then they had all kind of lawyers asking for me to try to sue them or whatever for doing it. But I never went on with it because I know how Lisa is with, you know, her people and how to close up.
You think she would evict your mother?
Without a doubt. I told her, I said, Lisa, I used to live in apartment 91 up there. I said, Lisa, this is me. My mother lives in apartment 240. And she didn't care. The officer just put the handcuffs on me and took me. And he backed my car up. So I called my mother and I told her, I said, Mama, go check on my car. Make sure that officer's not putting nothing in my car because I'm already in custody. You know what I'm saying? So ain't no telling. If he's in my car, he's parking it, you know, I wouldn't know what he's doing. You know what I'm saying? Then they finally released me after the second or third day that I was there. You know what
I'm saying? With no charges?
No charges.
And you saying that that Lisa, the manager, has a relationship with the police? She's friends with them?
She's got connections with them. Like, probably, if she still is there, you're probably going to see a Jefferson Parish cop right in front of her apartment. You're usually going to see him.
You know, invited to see my apartment, and we show you the apartment they start fixing for them.
Okay.
And other
things. Many months, that laundry and that swimming pool was in bad condition. About 15 wash machine and work only two. About 11 dry machine and work only two.
For how many residents?
For all these residents. Complex. And the other...
That's right.
It's the same thing.
And we got to wash
and
that
swimming pool. Never clean that swimming pool.
See, this parking lot was broke down for about 3 or 4 years when I lived here. They had holes.
Person,
you literally would fall in and
never
had water.
That's right.
About
they charge us
$15. The holes that we're having in this
you know what
driveway.
They say? Because they got to issue us a pool pass. Well, they could give us a pool pass to show that we are residents here, that we have a right to use a pool. It's a pool is an amenity that we pay rent to use. But they charge us $15, and they don't even use the monies that they getting. Hardly anybody swims in it, but at your own risk. But I mean, they don't even use the monies for the upkeep of the pool.
And you were saying we were just talking about this, the hurricane aftermath, and the situation for renters.
Well, I mean, what they're doing is just taking advantage, you know, looking at it, that opportunity to make more money. You know what I'm saying? Because that's everywhere. Everybody's doing that. They notice that everybody jacks up. You know what one dummy does, the other ones want to do. You know, it ain't fair because I live here for a long time, you know. I've been here over 18 years, you know what I'm saying? And already been living in Kenner, been living in Metairie, been living in New Orleans, been living on this side of the river. I know what the rent rate is, you know what I'm saying? So I go try to find an apartment. You charge me $1,200 and you was charging $400 last year. I mean, you tripling your price, you know what I'm saying? And say, for instance, if I be working with an average wage, you know, like if I was working at Burger King or something like that, how in the hell would I be able to support three kids, you know what I'm saying, my wife, myself, you know what I'm saying, and be able to pay $1,200 of rent, plus the electricity, plus the phone? I mean, there's no way in the world. Then you got to pay auto insurance, you know, and all this. I mean, it's way out of your budget. So, I mean, they're doing it for people that got money, you know what I'm saying, to come and move in here, and us find a place. And where we're supposed to stay, we don't find a place. On the streets, I mean, on our cars. I mean, I'm tired of living on my car, you know what I'm saying? That's why I went back to my apartment over there in New Orleans. Now I got the problems with my mother, you know, because she wasn't notified. She, in a short notice, you got to leave. You got to leave by Tuesday. You know, that's not fair. Like I told my mother, I said,
the
manager, by law, by right, by her right, she should have gave you at least a month to be able to shop around, you know, and see if you could get an apartment. How you going
to
tell
you
somebody
don't have
3 or 4 days?
Tuesday. They can't make you leave on Tuesday.
I went
all over looking for a part. They went for $900, $1,000, $1,002. It's the same. I don't want to be back in the hole and get out the hole again.
Yeah.
It's almost the same thing. I'm living there, you know?
Yeah.
And they want $800, $900. One woman said, the rent is $900. Deposit, $600. I said, for what? I know somebody lived in this apartment. He said he was paying $400.
You see some of these apartments, like some of these complexes and townhomes and stuff like that, they never got major damage. They might have a patch to do on the roof, but for the insurance purpose, for them to collect more money, they want to do the whole roof. Yeah. Then they want to put out people to collect more money, you know what I'm saying? Some of them didn't even get flooded, you know what I'm saying? Mm. Some areas did, you know what I'm saying? Like New Orleans, where I live at, everybody, I got about 5 feet of water in my house. Mm. I'm staying upstairs with a hole on the roof still, you know what I'm saying? Mm. But some of these houses, like in Metairie, that I went out there looking for apartments, some of them hardly was damaged. You walk inside them, I mean, they got the smell for refrigerator and stuff, you know what I'm saying? But some that you clean out, but you know, some of these people, to collect insurance and stuff like that, they want to redo the whole thing, kick the poor people out and put people, you know, contractors and all this kind of people with money in these apartments.
That's right. That's why these people.
What's your name, sir?
Romero.
They live in these apartments right now. These people in these truck out here, the company, different city. Mm-hmm. They staying. I'll show you where they staying at. They
you see, these contractors are making money. They could afford this. Right. You know, they could afford high rents like that. But the people that have been living here, you know, for a long time, and we've been working for the average wages. You know what I'm saying? These people come from Texas and other states making 15, 20, 30 bucks an hour. And people like us, you know, that have been working here, we're still getting $7-$8 an hour, you know what I'm saying? So there's no way we're going to be able to afford that, you know what I'm saying?
Your people founded apartment or house in other those places,
people
they
with
no
BMCI,
come back
bricks, mortar, cement, and I-beams, and their roofing contractors from all the different cities. They got their
logo
on. You
can see the truck. You can look at it.
You can see their logo on the side of their truck. They got nice trucks. Okay. They live in here free on the premises while the renovations are going on, and the renovations are going to take at least a year.